All right. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for Around the NFL. Yes. Five thoughts that I had watching the NFL Sunday. Let's start with number five. All right. Forget the Wentz stack debate. That's over because now it's full stack. But maybe the Cowboys would rather have Nick Foles than either Wentz or Dak. Right? By this rationale we're going by today, the Cowboys didn't score a point. They got blanked by the Indianapolis Colts 23-0. Marlon Mack shreds the Cowboys. Career high, 139 yards rushing. He had two touchdowns. The Colts D limited Amari Cooper to just four catches. And Dak Prescott threw for only 206 and had an interception. There are no highlights of note. So let's move on to number four. Number four. How did the Redskins win with Josh Johnson? Can you tell me? The cynic. See, Mike, they don't need Colin Kaepernick. It was Johnson's first start in 7 years, and he actually played Madden 19 during the week. This is a true story. He played Madden so he could better learn his teammates' names. And then he went out and he engineered two fourth-quarter scores, and he lifts the Redskins to a 16-13 win over the favorite Jags. It's a weird league. Foles beat the Rams again. Josh Johnson beat the Jags. Jaguars got a big lift early in the game on D.D. Westbrook's 74-yard punt return for a score in the loss. It's an exciting highlight, so we went with it.
Punts it away. It's a good punt. Westbrook fields it at the 27-yard line. Gets up the field. Now goes to the right. To the 35-yard line. Along the far sideline goes D.D. Westbrook. Along the far side into the 30. Inside the 20. Cuts back to the middle of the field. Into the end zone. Touchdown. D.D. Westbrook. D.D. for the TD. And Jacksonville has taken the lead.
There you go, D.D. for the TD. Very nice. Number three, what's up with the New England Patriots? Have they lost their magic? Has Tom Brady lost his nerve? Brady throws a horrible interception late in the game. He completely just threw a ball up for grabs. The Pittsburgh Steelers survived the Pats 17-10. Patriots dropped to the third seed in the AFC. What? No bye for Belichick and the GOAT this year? Anyway, here's the Brady interception that I'm talking about. Joe Hayden picks him.
That's second and goal. He's back. He taps. He waits. He's going to throw the ball to the near sideline, and it's going to be intercepted at the 5-yard line. A rumored intercepted by Joe Hayden, and the Steelers deny the Patriots the opportunity to make anything closer.
After the game, his wife asked him about why he threw that pitch. She said, it was muy malo. Anyway, number two, I guess the Bears are legit. Chicago takes care of Green Bay, 24-17. They clinched the NFC North title. Keep them in position to possibly take the number two seed in the playoffs. Yep, Bears go from worst to first in 1 year, proving that anything is possible in the NFL. And afterwards, they actually turned their locker room into a disco, complete with a disco ball. Green Bay made it interesting, driving for a tying touchdown until Aaron Rodgers was intercepted on a tip drill by Eddie Jackson. After the game, Rodgers blamed that on Mike McCarthy. No, okay, made that up. Here's the Jackson play.
Right side, yeah, Graham and Cobb. Snap back, Rodgers. Late pressure coming, throwing over the middle. It's broken up and intercepted in the end zone. Coming out with it, Eddie Jackson goes down near the 7-yard line.
Why don't those guys, when they intercept in the end zone, just kneel? I never figured this out. They always said their eye set on some big return. Kneel! Get to the 20.
Get on the ground.
Number one, Mike Zimmer fires John DeFilippo. Pretty much ruins his chance now to get an NFL head coaching job for next year, which everybody thought he would get. And then his replacement, Kevin Stefanski, follows his head coach's edict to run the football. Vikings went easy on Sunday, beating the Dolphins 47-13. Stefanski, by the way, is the son of former Sixers GM Ed Stefanski. He went into football. Kirk Cousins only threw the ball 21 times yesterday, but the Vikings ran it 40 times. Mostly with Dalvin Cook at a career-high 136 yards and two touchdowns. The Vikings stayed a tick ahead of the Eagles in the playoff race with the win. Here's what Zimmer said after the game.
I think Kevin, you know, knew what I wanted. So I think that was part of it. And, you know, there's many times there that he said, I'm going to run the ball here. I'm going to run the ball here. And, I think our offensive line appreciated the support.
Zimmer really, before the game, said, hey, Kevin, Either you run the ball or you're fired, and you can join Ed wherever he is. That closes down around the NFL day. It's brought to you by the Berlin Farmers Market on Clementine Road in Berlin, New Jersey, where shopping is an adventure online at BerlinFarmersMarkets.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.